Honorable ministers, your excellencies, the executive director of ITC, Arantxa Gonzalez, friends, ladies and gentlemen, I wish to thank you all for the opportunity to be with you today. Let me start by congratulating ITC on reaching this very important milestone. For 50 years, as you would all look back, ITC has worked to enable the private sector in developing countries to succeed in international trade. Participating in international trade, of course, is not an end in itself. Trade is a means to value addition, greater revenue, and access to ideas and technology. Firms that are connected to international markets tend to be marked by high productivity and pay higher wages than businesses dealing in non-tradable goods and services. Shifting investment and job creation to these more productive sectors is a central and indeed perhaps the central part of the development process. I believe that this is why the subject of the book being launched here today is very important, not just for the ITC and its beneficiaries, stakeholders, but also the WTO and the UNCTAD, and in fact, the entire UN system which house this organization. As you are all aware, micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises account for the vast majority of jobs in developing countries, as indeed they do in richer countries as well. Increasing the competitiveness of SMEs and helping them to connect to foreign markets enables them to generate growth and better jobs. The deep complementarity between ITC's work and the multilateral trading system deserves to be emphasized here. The trade-led development paradigm has been undergirded since 1948 by the GATT-WTO system. The system's rules serve as the bedrock for non-discriminatory and predictable world trade. Successive rounds of liberalization, together with the accession of most of the world's economies, have created the reliability of open markets that many countries have used to drive growth and climbed the ladder of development. I believe you all agree with me that ITC has also contributed significantly to the accession of most LDCs. These broadly open markets, of course, are the same markets into which ITC's clients have sought to sell their goods and services. But open markets alone are no guarantee to trade success. Over the past few decades, large swaths of the developing world have abandoned the import substitution policies that were in vogue when ITC was created in favor of export-oriented policies. The ensuing trade-led growth has freed hundreds of millions of people's lives out of poverty and drudgery. Yet, too many countries and people have been unable to share in these gains. Capacity and competitiveness on the supply side, therefore, matter. This is why ITC's work remains necessary. It is also the reason why it is so important for WTO members to create new trade opportunities by updating trade rules. Members took a big step to that end to boost SMEs' competitiveness last December in Bali when they struck the deal on a new trade facilitation agreement. Once it is implemented, the trade facilitation agreement will lower trading costs and simplify customs procedures. This will be particularly useful to SMEs, which cannot hope to match their larger competitors' ability to deal with complex border processes. After Bali, ITC was incredibly quick to produce a manual explaining how developing country businesses could take advantage of the new agreement. I want to emphasize here that even with progress on the multilateral rulemaking front, developing country governments will have much to do domestically to bolster the export competitiveness of their enterprises. Institutional and physical infrastructure is essential, together with a healthy and educated workforce. Smart trade policy decisions can help lower logistics and communication costs as well. Looking ahead, it is safe to say that the returns on ITC's future work will be substantially enhanced if WTO members are able to finalize a pragmatic post-Bali work program and then to conclude the Doha round as swiftly as possible. With no further ado, let me first congratulate Bernard Hockman for his latest addition to the mountain of books he has written or edited over the years. And I will therefore, on that note, give the floor to Guillermo Fernandez de Soto, Director for Europe, Development Bank for Latin America, for the keynote address. I thank you all.